Tim Gossage in the chair. Thanks for your company. We are here for Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That is Red Energy. And the all-new Hyundai Staria load fits in everything. The temper text has been busy and mattress like no other. Joanne saying that I won't read out the text. I'm not going to read it all out, Joanne, because it is long. The breakfast lineup is certainly, I think you'll find that Tim Watson, and I can only speak from experience, having done breakfast radio and also done sports presenting on television, it's a long day. You're up at 3:30 and you get home at 7. And Tim's not a young buck like he was. And I think 3 days a week is perfect for Tim and Gary. And I think you'll find that has had a lot to do with Tim's decision. So please stay with the station. Tim and Gary, Tuesday to Thursday. Nathan and Gary, Mondays. And, of course, Kane and I've had a mental blank. Kane and Kingy. Yeah, Kingy. I was going to say Corn. Kingy and Corn on Fridays. And Nathan will also be a part of our Tuesday lineup with Jared Whately. There'll be plenty of Wispy Watson. A lot of people saying, but let me tell you, I'm surprised he can still do it. It is a long day doing breakfast radio and then having to butter up and be on the telly and look half decent. Like he does, the great man Tim Watson, but not lost to SEN. The super fast charging all electric Kia EV6 is a part of our lineup, and that is also Brett Phillips. BP, I'm excited about day three. It's already underway, and there's already an Australian on the court.
There is, Goss. Good morning. Nice and warm here at Melbourne Park, I can tell you. But yeah, Chris O'Connell up against little Diego Schwartzman. He's the Caleb Daniel of tennis. I love Diego. He packs a very mean punch. He's been inside the top 10. It's a difficult match. But O'Connell, look, I'm a fan. You know, I want to see this guy take the next step and get inside the top 100. He's got a beautiful single-handed backhand, but yeah, he's going to have to work hard for every single point today against Diego. But he's been holding serve early, which is great, Goss. 3-2. I'm here on Rod Laver Arena watching Elisier Cornet.
Oh, yes.
When I went down to the Hobart International, 2014 she won. And she had the biggest meltdown I've ever seen of any tennis player at on court. She still lifted the trophy, but she was dealing with the breeze coming from Mount Wellington and the Derwent at the same time, playing havoc with the serve. And she totally lost it, but she recovered somehow to win the title. She's off to a flyer, 4-1 against Garbiñe Muguruza from Spain, of course, the third seed. So, yeah, big day for the Aussies, and Semi Stoes will be out on court soon, and obviously, the Demon a little bit later on the centre court. Yeah. Kyrgios tonight as well.
And Muguruza, who we all agree is a contender in this, got a bit of work to do. Down 4-1 in the first set and down 15-30 on serve, may I say.
Yeah, she's been a bit scratchy, to be honest, as Elise just punches a beautiful backhand up the line for a winner. And she's letting out a few cries of come on in French. I'm not sure how that sounds in French, but she's really up. She's really up for this one, and Garbiñe is going to have to work particularly hard. She's very regal in the court, Muguruza, and she can just have days when sometimes she just doesn't get as much value for her shots. But yeah, Cornet's up for it here, and she's experienced. I mean, she's had 15 years inside the top 100, so she's been a pretty consistent player.
It's interesting. I've just received a text, BP, and Brett Phillips, we're talking the Australian Open, from, it doesn't say who it's from, but it says, we're currently at the tennis, listening on the app, seated on Margaret Court Arena, Margaret Court Court. My 9-year-old daughter and myself don't know any of the players from a bar of soap, but she's quickly picked up who she's barracking for and the one that doesn't grunt, so we're barracking for Clara Towson.
Well, I've got a monitor right here on that. Now, she is a very, very good young player who won the Australian Open Juniors going back about 3 years ago and inside the top 100 now on the main tour. She's playing Anett Kontaveit from the mighty Estonia, who produced one of your favourites, Tim Kaia Kanepi.
Yes.
And Kontaveit had an amazing end to last year. She won something like 26 of her last 28 matches, but Clara Towson, there's just some players you can tell at a young age who are just ready to go. They're built for the big stage. She's not overawed. She's got a really good game, and she's about to come out and serve for the first set.
Brilliant stuff. Now, just I want to touch on a couple of the matches. You talked about the Demon, looking forward to that one, but then a lot of our attention tonight will be on Nick and Medvedev, of course, on Rod Laver Arena through the second round. The second seed, Medvedev and Kyrgios. Kyrgios, as we know, he's got to bring everything to it. At what stage does he just say enough's enough here tonight, Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah. Well, this is what Medvedev does. He just wears you down. He's a brute. I mean, if you watched Medvedev play Demonor at the ATP Cup, he just sends bullet returns at your toes and he gives you no room. So, look, the question will be, how engaged is Nick going to be on the return game? So we know he can step up to the mark and go bang, 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 serve 200 Ks, hold his serve easy. But is he going to be able to get breaks of serve? Or is he going to go, okay, look, I'll just roll this through to a tiebreaker and take my luck. And then, is he really up for it for maybe a potential 4-set match, 5-set match? Mm. I don't know. That's the question mark. Medvedev's pretty ruthless. He's got eyes for the title. But, you know, Nick could just come out and have a lights out night. It's so hard to predict what sort of mood or what sort of energy levels he's going to bring. But hopefully he does, because the RLA crowd, they want to see a genuine contest tonight. I'm being told that there aren't too many spare seats, as you would expect.
Yeah, looking forward to it, whatever he brings. Let's just hope he stays in it long enough. I saw Milman get rolled by Zverev last night, and I was actually just walking past the TV, and I heard, I think it was Todd Woodbridge say, it is probably one of the most dominant displays, early displays, that he has witnessed at an Australian Open for many a long year. It was brutal.
Yeah, look, a lot of people I speak to have got Sasha as their clear favourite, which is really interesting because, you know, Medvedev, I think, deserves to have that favouritism on a hard court, but Zverev seems prime. This is the year, 2022, for him to make a breakthrough. And you're watching those rallies last night, and John was okay. I mean, the first two sets is one break of serve, and he went toe-to-toe, but then, you know, Zverev could just pull the trigger and just hit one shot that would just obliterate Melbourne. And then, you know, the serve at 6-6 to serve 14 aces, and John didn't serve one. So there's the difference. He looks in a good groove, Zverev, and he's going to be, right there when the whips are cracking, that's for sure.
No real shock that Ash Barty just cruised on through. Her and her team got the job done. Where to now for Ash?
Well, she takes on my favourite. Next, Goss, Camilla Giorgi. I would love to see you try and interview Camilla Giorgi because it is the biggest challenge in tennis.
Right.
She absolutely despises doing anything to do with the media.
Is that right?
Well, I tried to interview her at the Sydney International about 3 years ago. I stepped in on court. You're there with the floor guys ready. And, you know, the player knows they've got to come across and have a chat.
Yeah.
And she couldn't dart quickly enough for the locker room. And they're going to, Camilla, hey, come over here. And she said to me, one question. And I threw in three questions. And she gave me a dirty look on all of them, Goss. So, and I actually saw her in Hobart a few years ago. Now it was the same year as Cornet, but she served 25 double faults down in Hobart one day when it was just a howling breeze. And her father, I'm not sure if he's here, Sergio, looks like Einstein. The cameraman followed him because he actually walked out of the joint and he was hiding behind a couple of trees that were blowing in the wind and he couldn't look. He just couldn't watch his daughter
serves. I've just Googled Camilla Giorgi. I'm going to read out where I've taken me to the Daily Mail. And it says, meet the lingerie model standing in the way of Ash Barty's Australian Open dream. And she models lingerie and dresses made by her mother, Claudia's label Giamilla.
Yes. No, look, it'd be fair to say, if we're being totally honest, she's a very, very attractive girl. And she's a wonderful athlete. Her and her father got in a bit of strife many years ago when some investors were investing in their tennis and don't believe they got the cut they should have. So she's always been in the headlines, but she is a super aggressive player. Like, she just plays lights out tennis, and she's been ranked inside the top 30, then the rankings dipped outside the top 100. Ash sort of loves these type of opponents because she can just then redirect and spin and slice and cut her way through someone like Giorgi. So, it'll be on tomorrow.
I'm sure it'll have a lot of attention. Camilla Giorgi taking on Ash Barty. All righty. So what's the highlight today before we let you go, great man? What's the absolute piece de resistance for you? If it was a tennis match being played, where does Brett Phillips put his eyes today?
Well, I know the obvious, you know, Kyrgios, Medvedev tonight, and we'll be calling it. We'll be there. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But I love Alex de Minaur, and I want the Australian public to fall in love with this young guy more and more, Goss, because he doesn't spend a lot of time in Australia. I know they're trying to boost his profile here, but he's been our number one ranked male for a good 3-4 years now. And he should win this match today. I mean, this is he's fantastic to watch. I mean, it's just like little Speedy Gonzalez just going around the court chasing absolutely everything. Like, he's the most annoying player to play. If he can just add a couple of big weapons, he can get himself back inside that top 20. So the Demon will be bouncing. He would have been up at 4 a.m. this morning, bouncing on his toes, ready to go.
Good on you, BP. Look forward to hearing it all on SEN, of course, on SEN Fanatic. Love your stuff. I know you've been incredibly busy. It's okay, mate. You've only got 11 days to go.
And I'm right on Alizia Cornet. I'm looking forward to going out and interviewing her because she's in the box seat here, 5-2 in the opening set.
Ah, the old Cornet. Looking forward to it. I'll be watching the chat. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.